Fox News Alert. Mueller getting grilled by Congress. I'm Rich Dennison. Former special counsel Robert Mueller now. Intelligence Committee facing questions about his Russia election meddling probe. Fox's Jessica Stone. Jones is live from Washington.
And Rich, this hearing will focus much more on the questions about conversations between the Trump campaign and Russian operatives, all of it contained in the first part of the Mueller report. But what's already become clear is just how much Mueller delegated the investigation to others. Listen to this exchange with Republican Martha Roby.
How many of the approximately 500 interviews conducted by the special conference did you attend personally?
Very few.
In the intel hearing, Mueller's deputy special counsel, Aaron Zebley, will also be answering questions. President Trump has called him a, quote, Democrat, never Trumper lawyer. Rich?
Jessica, one of President Trump's personal attorneys weighing in, Jay Sekulow, issuing a statement in which he says today's testimony reveals this probe shows no obstruction, conspiracy, or collusion. Conflicting reports about a leadership change in Puerto Rico. Reports from the U.S. territory indicated Governor Ricardo Rosselló was expected to resign, but the island's public affairs secretary now saying Rosselló has not resigned and is in a process of reflection and listening to the people.
Rosselló had been the focus of mass protests in San Juan over the revelation of the governor and others' use of derogatory language in text messages to describe women, LGBT citizens, and even people killed in Hurricane Maria.
Fox's Evan Brown. A federal judge today ruling the Trump administration can enforce its new restrictions on asylum for people crossing the nation's border while lawsuits challenging the policy play out. That proposal would prevent most migrants from seeking asylum at the southern border if they cross through another country to get there. This is Fox News.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Got our top story. Former special counsel Robert Mueller now being questioned about his Russian election meddling investigation by members of the House Intelligence Committee. Mueller earlier telling the House Judiciary Committee his report did not exonerate President Trump. The president posting a series of tweets blasting Mueller and repeating his belief that there was no collusion. After being confirmed and sworn in yesterday, new Defense Secretary Mark Esper arrived at the Pentagon for his first day on the job.
Mark Esper reported for duty at the Pentagon's river entrance at 7:35 a.m. He spoke to reporters before beginning his first day on the job after the Senate voted 90-8 to install him as the 27th Secretary of Defense.
I'm anxious to get the leadership team in place and get to work.
Asked about his message to the troops, Esper replied,
"The troops and their families are my top priority."
At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Britain has a new prime minister, Boris Johnson, confirmed in the job by the Queen and immediately promising to deliver Brexit.
Good afternoon.
Arriving at 10 Downing Street,
I have just been to see Her Majesty the Queen.
Boris Johnson pledging to complete Britain's Brexit from the European Union.
And come out of the EU on October the 31st. No ifs or buts.
He said if he can't agree a new divorce deal with the EU, he's ready to leave without one.
The time has come to act. To take decisions, to give strong leadership, and to change this country for the better.
Johnson was heckled throughout his speech by nearby protesters. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Federal regulators have fined Facebook $5 billion for privacy violations and are instituting new oversight and restrictions on its business. It's the largest fine the Federal Trade Commission has ever levied on a tech company. CEO Mark Zuckerberg will have to personally certify his company's compliance with its privacy programs or face possible criminal prosecution. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang on, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, and that means Chuck Muth Day. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Chuck, are you on the road today?
I am on the road. I'm down by the river, south of Laughlin, enjoying the monsoon season. It's not raining here, though.
Well, it looks like it's going to rain here, or it has rained a little bit. I know it was raining in Henderson, so it looks like we are going to get some precipitation. Have you been following at all the hearings this morning?
Yeah, I came in late. I saw the watched the second half, and I know the second round is just now beginning, and the Democrat and Republicans had their opening statement. Mueller's about to testify again. I've watched some of it. I didn't get the very beginning, but I did get the second half.
Is this a nothing burger or what?
Yeah, I saw a comment by Chris Wallace from Fox News that said this has been a disaster for Democrats. And apparently I didn't miss anything in the first half, because what I did see in the second half, it is a disaster. I mean, this is nothing but political theater. The Democrats are just throwing a Hail Mary, hoping that Director Mueller will say something that will be able to they'll be able to use in news stories and fundraising appeals. But so far, it doesn't appear that they've gotten anything.
Well, and they're allowing a witness to say, "I'm not going to answer that." I mean, if this were a Trump surrogate, if this was Kellyanne Conway saying, "I'm not going to answer that," I'll refer you back to something else. No, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to say. I counted hundreds of times that he said that just in the first hour or so. What do you think Democrats were trying to accomplish with this?
Again, they're trying desperately to set the stage for an impeachment vote in the House. And based on, again, we've got to see what the second round, if anything comes out of that. But based on what I watched and what I observed by watching, I watched CNN just to get all the bad stuff. I mean, if there was anything really, really bad in there, CNN would have hopped on it. And even CNN couldn't really come up with anything. There's just nothing definitive there. That most importantly, there's one soundbite that I saw where Director Mueller said that his investigation was not hindered or obstructed in any way. So we already know that the report clearly said there was no collusion, and now the director has again said there was no obstruction. So it is, as you said, a nothing burger. The Democrats will get nothing out of it, and the ball's going to be in their court whether or not they're going to go forward with an impeachment process. And frankly, I hope that they do. I think that will secure Donald Trump's reelection in a landslide, because the American people, I think, are tired of this now, Kevin.
If you're the Democrats, what's next? I mean, what do you, I mean, they've got no more bullets. I mean, they're out of ammo.
Yeah, the only thing they've got now is impeachment. They've got the majority in the House, so they could impeach the president. They'll never get a conviction in the Senate because the Republicans control the Senate. But I'm not even sure that if they bring impeachment against the president, that they're going to be able to get enough Democrats to vote for it in order to approve it. Now, you know, certainly all the Republicans except Justin Amash will vote against it. But I think there are some Democrats, especially in some of these swing districts around the country, who realize that this is not a winning issue politically for them any longer. And so even that's why I say I hope they bring the impeachment charges and expose themselves for what they really are and what this is really all about, because I think it's going to backfire on them, just as the Mueller hearing so far has backfired on them.
And in fact, only 95 Democrats voted for the Al Green, the politician, not Al Green, the singer, the Al Green articles of impeachment a couple of weeks ago, only 95 Democrats voted for it.
Yeah, and there's, you know, if there had been something explosive and new this morning, or if something explosive and new comes out this afternoon, you know, maybe they can get more than the 95. But again, you may have seen the beginning, the earlier part that I missed, but I haven't seen anything in there that would justify more Democrats joining those 95 and calling for an impeachment.
Yeah, and it seemed as if in the beginning or before the hearings, the Democrats were saying we need to give a really cool visual to take it off the written page and make it Robert Mueller talking about it. The problem is Robert Mueller won't talk about it.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be surprised, because he said that he wasn't going to talk about it, that he was going to let the report stand on its own. And from what I saw, that's exactly what he's done. Even when they were quoting out of his report, he simply says, well, that's what the report says, and that's what's in there, and that's as far as he's willing to go at this point.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're talking about what's going on. In fact, right now, the House Oversight, or no, this is the House Intelligence Committee, is meeting, and they are trying to extract whatever they can from Robert Mueller. I'm curious what you thought of Mueller's demeanor. He was one squared away Marine. He was not going to deviate from his plan, which is, I'm not going to talk about that. You know, it's all covered in the report. And he absolutely refused to give him anything new. What about his you know, the way he carried himself? I was kind of impressed.
Yeah, I was too. Now, I know that some of the president's supporters are already jumping on that he was halting and slow. He seemed confused. But again, the man is 74 years old. You know, he's no spring chicken anymore. And I don't necessarily think that's fair to judge the man as being incompetent just because he happens to be of an advanced age. I don't know that that's necessarily fair. I think the substance of what he has said, that he's relying on the report and isn't adding anything else, that's what the story should be about, really.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up, guess who is suing the governor and the majority leader in the Senate? You're never going to believe it. You're never going to believe it. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY, that's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. He is on the road again today. Joining us, we're talking not only about the Robert Mueller testimony, which he saw some of and heard some of, but also we've got a lawsuit coming up that I think is probably going to end up in the state Supreme Court, and it is the governor and Nicole Cannizzaro being sued by James Settlemyer and the Republicans and a couple of small business people, some individuals. Explain what this suit's about.
Well, the there was a temporary tax hike enacted by the legislature some years ago. And as you and I both know, Kevin, there's nothing more permanent than a temporary tax hike.
Yeah.
And what the Democrats wanted to do was to extend that tax hike. So instead of the tax rate on businesses being cut back to where it was, they wanted to keep it up at a higher level. And that, according to the Gibbons tax restraint law, would have to be passed with a two-thirds supermajority in both houses of the legislature. They did not do that in the state Senate. They simply got a majority, but not a supermajority, and therefore it's a violation of that two-thirds supermajority requirement. And so the Republicans have sued, claiming that the tax hike was passed unconstitutionally. And the language of the law is very clear. It says that anything that any increase in revenue has to have a two-thirds vote. That does not mean that the judges in Nevada will necessarily side with that. We've seen this happen before, unfortunately, where the plain meaning of a word isn't adopted by the courts. But I still think that, on the face of it, there's a very, very good chance that the Republican lawsuit will succeed. I think it is a very clear violation of the law, of the Constitution. And when that happens, then the governor and the legislature is going to have to go back and read, you know, get out their pencils and redo the budget and try to come up with, I think it's about $100 million in additional revenue to, in order to fund what they passed spending-wise in this past session.
Now, I talked to James Settlemyer yesterday, and one of the things he said is there is this slush fund. And it's not the rainy day fund; that's different because that's got about $400 million in it. But there is some unused funding that's just sitting in a bank account, and reportedly it's like $100 million. And so teachers don't have to worry about their pay increases, other programs. That were in the original budget don't have to worry that they're not going to get funding. Do you believe them? Do you believe all that?
I do. It's amazing that even if you remember, Kevin, back during the Great Recession, that somehow Governor Sandoval kept finding money in the sofa cushions to fund his pet projects. There's an old saying that figures don't lie, but liars figure. And if they want,
I love that.
If they want to find the money, they have the ability to find the money. It's the same that look at what happened with the Clark County School District. We've been told forever that there's not enough money, there's no money, there's no money, there's no money, there's no money. And then all of a sudden, when push came to shove and they were forced to make spending cuts, they eliminated the dean positions, which were completely unnecessary, and they were able to find the money. So the same thing will happen here. If the court upholds the Republican lawsuit and says that they can't use that $100 million from that tax increase, they'll find the money somewhere. They always do.
I'm just curious now, does this mean we'll have to have a special session? And by the way, how long does it take for something to get to the state Supreme Court? Is this something that we might be a year down the road before we know?
You know, the wheels of justice grind slowly is the saying, and I would hope that it is handled in an expeditious manner, that the court puts this issue front and center and addresses it as quickly as possible. But there's no guarantee that they will. They may just let it run its regular course, and the lawyers on both sides may seek to delay and hope to push this. Yeah, I mean, they just want to kick the can down the road and not have a decision. But we really do need this lawsuit, and we do need to have this decision, because if it's not addressed now and it's not resolved by the courts with some certainty, it's just going to keep happening over and over and over again. So it really is important, one way or the other, to have this issue settled by the courts so that we know how to proceed in future legislative sessions.
I'm curious if there's going to be any blowback at the governor or at Nicole Cannizzaro when they are essentially going to be accused of and maybe proven to have tried to slip a fast one past us.
Yeah, politically, I don't. We're already seeing their side of the story. Instead of saying that the tax increase was passed unconstitutionally, which is the Republicans' point, that this is simply a constitutional issue, the Democrats are out there saying that Republicans are trying to cut education, which is what they say all the time. And I don't know that the general public is really paying that close attention to it. It's kind of inside baseball. It has to do with the budget and numbers. And you know, people have a hard enough time wrapping their arms around $1 million, let alone $100 million. So I don't know that it's going to have any real political blowback on either party, one way or the other. But it certainly does, or it has the potential, to dramatically change how the legislature does business in the future.
I'm just curious, if there is this $100 million sitting in an account, why couldn't we have used some of it for opportunity scholarships or use it for maybe for ESAs? I mean, is there always that much money just kind of lying around?
Well, if you want to find it, you can find it. You know, the money, I think the budget's over $8 billion down. That's just the general fund budget. The money to fund the ESAs, which was only $60 million, could have been found if they wanted it. But as we saw, the Democrats, not only do they not want a school voucher program to help low- and middle-income families, they tried to actually shut down charter schools, public charter schools. They are very anti-parental choice when it comes to education. So it's not a matter of whether or not the money could have been found. It absolutely could have if Republicans had been in charge or got to rephrase that, if conservative Republicans had been in charge, because when the governor and the Republicans in the legislature had the opportunity to fund the ESAs in that special session where the stadium was approved, they punted on that, and they chose not to do it. So it's something I've said for years. It's not enough to have a Republican majority. You have to have a conservative majority to get things like this done.
In our final 90 seconds, what's taking you on the road now? You got business, you got pleasure, you're going to get some late camping or something in between now and schools coming back in?
Yeah, it's a little combination of both. It's just me and my dog down here at the river. It's a good, quiet place. I have a lot of writing that I need to get done, and without the distraction of kids and family and phones, I'm able to get a lot more done down here than I would at home.
Well, very good. We will talk with you again next week. Safe travels back, and enjoy your time down by the river.
Thanks, Kevin. We'll talk to you next week.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. If you have not seen Muth's Truths, it's absolutely amazing. Google it, Muth's Truths. And it's just absolutely great stuff. Coming up, we're going to get a chance to visit with one of my favorite people, Megan Barth. From ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. What does she think about what's going on in Washington today? I will simply tell you, it's not worth spending a lot of time with, and we will not be spending a lot of time with it. It's a nothing burger. It's Robert Mueller saying, I can't talk about that. I won't talk about that. It's in the report. Check out the report. I mean, and I can't believe the Democrats are letting him get away with it. I mean, otherwise they'd be lecturing the witness, hey, this is our committee. We dictate what you will and won't talk about. That's why we have a chairman. Nah, it's crazy. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com will join us. As we continue, it is Wednesday. It is hump day. Looks like rain has moved in, is moving in to southern Nevada. It's monsoon season, folks. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now. Red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, ooh, that point the cannon at you. No, it ain't me, it ain't me. I ain't no senator.
Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, the Dow falling triple digits on disappointing earnings results from Boeing and Caterpillar. In the meantime, the NASDAQ remains on track to close at a record level today. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that he and Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will go to China on Monday to resume trade talks. He sounded encouraged this morning as he talked with reporters.
We're going to Shanghai at their request. There's some symbolic importance to them of the Shanghai communique with Kissinger. So I take that as an important step that they really are sincere in wanting to move forward.
The talks are aimed at restarting negotiations after President Trump and China's president reached a deal in June to withhold the imposition of new tariffs. And another chain restaurant is adding Beyond Meat products to its lineup. Dunkin' is partnering with the plant-based meat maker to launch a breakfast sandwich with sausage, which will be available now at select locations in Manhattan ahead of a future national rollout. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former special counsel Robert Mueller, testifying in Congress about his investigation, is asked about hiring Democrats as members of a team looking into President Trump.
I have not had occasion once to ask somebody about their political affiliation. It is not done. What I care about is the capability of the individual to do the job and do the job quickly and seriously and with integrity.
Mueller says again his report does not clear President Trump of obstruction of justice.
Well, he cannot bring a charge against the sitting president. Nonetheless, he can continue the investigation to see if there are any other persons who might be drawn into the conspiracy.
When asked by Republicans why he did not investigate the origins of the Trump campaign investigation in 2016, Mueller says that was not part of his responsibility. He's finished with the House Judiciary Committee now. It's a 3-hour, 34-minute session. The Intelligence Committee's next this afternoon. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. You know, we've been telling you about Real Water for like 3 years now. And the folks at Real Water, they have upped their game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, your juice. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water delivered to your home anytime, any place, on the go. And you can order it online. It is so cool. I just absolutely love it. I absolutely love our next guest, Megan Barth, from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. She joins us. And Megan, have you had a chance to follow any of the Robert Mueller testimony or lack of testimony? The I don't know, the Sergeant Schultz, I know nothing, nothing. Have you been able to follow much of that this morning?
Yeah, I've been watching most of it, catching bits and clips, but also I've been able to watch Twitter. And according in the words of David Axelrod, it's very, very painful. When the Democrats lose David Axelrod, they also lost Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace said this is a disaster for Democrats and a disaster for the reputation of Robert Mueller. So, you know, I defer to two Democrats to tell me exactly how the Mueller inquiry is being perceived.
Well, they were saying before the hearings that what they wanted is, you know, there's this hard, cold 438 pages, you know, written in essentially legalese, and that they needed to put life into it and put an actual person talking about it. The problem is the person they selected won't talk about it. How many times has he said, I don't know, I'm not going to talk about it? I mean, people can say I can't remember, and we're used to that. But I can't recall a witness in front of a House or a Senate committee being able to dictate to the chair, I'm not going to talk about that. No, it's in the report. I'm not going to comment about that. I can't ever recall, and if this were a Republican, you can bet Jerry Nadler or Adam Schiff would be giving lecture after lecture after lecture. You don't tell us what you're going to talk about and what you don't talk about. Were you surprised at this kind of cavalier attitude? I'm not going to talk about that.
Well, I'm not really surprised, because when you look at the 438-page report, the second half of the report is all subjective. It is completely innuendo. It is based on speculation and subjection. It is not necessary, but what it was basically like the fake Russian dossier. It gave the talking points to the Democrats for obstruction. And now that we know that in Robert Mueller's words, which I think were the most important words, there was no conspiracy, there was no collusion. I'm still waiting for the irrefutable evidence that Adam Schiff claims he has that there was collusion. We're all still waiting for the irrefutable evidence that Robert Mueller didn't seem to find, and according today, doesn't exist, according to Robert Mueller. And so the Democrats are going to have to start coughing up some evidence instead of dragging an elderly man in front of a camera who doesn't seem to recall or know anything. That's not doing anything for their cause, but what it is doing is, of course, giving them food for fodder for impeachment. We have to remember what Jerry Nadler said just a couple days ago, that this testimony of Robert Mueller, these hearings are going to prove that the president was guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Well, we haven't seen high crimes and misdemeanors yet. And we also know that the conspiracy was nothing but a hoax. And this hoax was perpetuated by the Democrats. It was created by the Democrats. It was created and paid for by Hillary Clinton. And another interesting aspect is that even though Robert Mueller was supposed to investigate Russian collusion, the only collusion that is obvious was the collusion between the Russians and the Hillary campaign and Fusion GPS. And Robert Mueller said, well, that's not of my purview. Well, what's interesting is his purview was unlimited. If he was really looking at Russian collusion in a broad scope, which he was given, with an unlimited budget and no time frame designated, he chose specifically to look specifically at Trump, not the Russian collusion narrative. All he was doing was digging for dirt on Trump, and guess what? He didn't find any.
Al Green is the congressman from Houston, Texas, a flaming Democrat. I mean, one of the most liberal people on the planet. He only
got. You can call him a communist.
Okay. Okay. A communist. He only got 95 votes for impeachment the last time around. Have you seen anything on social media, members of Congress coming out and saying, after watching those first 3 hours, I'm in. I'll vote for impeachment.
I haven't seen any, I haven't seen 96 Democrats or 97 or a majority of Democrats tweeting that. But what I did see was Eric Swalwell tweet out that if the president isn't afraid of anything, then he should remove the language from the law that said a seated president can't be indicted. That'll prove then that, Donald Trump didn't do anything. I have to remind the supposed lawyers that are sitting on these committees, as well as the people that are listening, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, a communist or agnostic, that it's not up for the president to prove that his innocence. We're assuming his innocence until proven guilty. That's how the law has always worked. That's how it should always work. And that is what is called due process.
I'm just curious about what the Democrats do next. If this thing falls on its face, and it looks like it is, I haven't had a chance to watch any of the Intelligence Committee, but and this will only be for 2 hours. So what is left? I mean, what is left for the Democrats?
Oh, well, it doesn't really matter because they certainly aren't interested in the truth. When Nancy Pelosi publishes the talking points 24 hours before the hearing, you know that this was nothing but political theater. They already had their talking points. They didn't even need Robert Mueller to speak. So all they are doing is focusing on basically a few talking points: obstruction, and no one is above the law, and there's a third that I can't recall. But no one is above the law. Well, that's interesting because we know that even though some of the witnesses lied to Mueller, because they were left-leaning, they were basically excused from lying, whereby if anyone was associated with Trump, we got an emergency alert flood warning. Hold on one second. I got to mute this. There we go. Big flood warning, I guess. So nonetheless, we have the Democrat talking points, which aren't based in fact. They're based in folly. They're based in speculation, and they're based and predicated upon this political theater. I would assume that if the Democrats were really looking for the truth, they wouldn't publish the talking points 24 hours before the hearing. They would wait to see what their main witness, their star witness, says during his testimony in order to craft talking points. But all they are going to do now is talk about obstruction and how the president isn't above the law. And when you look at how some of the witnesses were treated and excused, and some of the witnesses were poorly treated and confined to prison for process crimes and lying, you can see that it's a two-tier justice system.
Can you see the Democrats getting a little uneasy? I mean, I was watching the previous hearing, and you could tell that a lot of the Democrats realized they had nothing, that this was a big nothing burger, and they were trying to make something out of it. They were all reading from prepared scripts. I'm just curious. The Jim Jordan from Ohio, I thought was great. I thought that Louis Gohmert was absolutely stupendous. The Republicans were on their game today, were they not?
Yeah, there was a column yesterday in American Greatness says, will the Republicans blow it again? And it looks like they haven't blown it again. I think that we've watched the Republicans underestimate the enemy. And I don't mind calling the Democrats the enemy because Hillary Clinton referred to the Republicans as her enemy and compared us to the mullahs. So tit for tat. But I think for a very long time, there was this McCain-esque type of approach to dealing with Democrats that saying, yes, we'll reach across the aisles, but don't ask us how we're going to pull the knife out of our back after we do. I think President Trump actually gets it and has been a great influence on many of the Republicans seated on these committees of exactly what we're dealing with here. What we're dealing with here are Democrats, otherwise known as now Marxists, socialists, communists, what have you, that have promised that they are going to fundamentally transform this country. Well, you don't fundamentally transform something you love. And so we have Democrats who now are trying to suppress the radicalization that has taken over their party. Yet we also have 25 Democrats running for president who are adapting the radical policies of the Squad or what have you, which are socialist policies. And there was one legislator from Texas that said the Democrats and socialists across the aisle. And I said, way to go, pal. You just nailed it.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Coming up, we're going to talk about the 25 presidential Democrat wannabes. They're going to be debating next week. And this is going to be fascinating stuff. We'll talk a little bit. By the way, there's already a catfight in the Democrat Party. Tulsi Gabbard apparently went after Kamala Harris in the media. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group, came in. She showed me how enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business, how a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the market. Place, how it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent ya.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah, let's see. Yesterday, Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii was on Fox Sports Radio attacking. Excuse me. Got that allergy stuff going on. Attacked Kamala Harris, and it was fascinating stuff. We'll let you hear it a little bit later on in the show. I'm just curious, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC joining us. And what do you make of this a week before the next round of Democrat debates? Does anybody know who Tulsi Gabbard really is?
I think her national profile is rising a little bit. She seems to be one of the more moderate Democrats, if you will. She talks with a little bit more sense and a little less vitriol. She has somewhat of the same type of leanings as far as foreign policy leanings as the more libertarian members of the Republican Party, and even is similar to what Donald Trump was saying on the campaign, that we don't need any more wars and we don't need to, keep meddling in other people's countries, et cetera. The back and forth between Tulsi and Kamala isn't surprising because Kamala is way ahead of her in the polls. And so whatever she can do to get some press time and try to knock her a little bit, that's politics.
I'm curious what you think. I saw a Morning Consult poll just the other day. Joe Biden is actually expanding his following. He's up to 33%. That is down from a high point of 38%. What do you make of the field of Democrats? And anything surprising that's going on? I mean, we're getting ready for our second round of debates.
I think a few things that are the most surprising is, one, I don't remember a candidate, perhaps outside of Mondale, that ran a campaign on raising people's taxes. Like, hey, vote for me, I'm going to take your money. That seems to be the common campaign slogan of all the Democrats that are running. They all are going to raise taxes. By how much? It just depends on which socialist you talk to. Some are 60, some are 70. I mean, why not 90? Why stop there? The other surprising thing is that all of a sudden the Democrats have an about-face on illegal immigration on our border, where before they were relatively interested in securing our border. They would use the term illegal aliens. Now they are for the protection of illegal aliens, even in the interior of our border, who have been given final deportation orders, let alone they have not done an adequate job of funding the border, especially when they were calling the border a manufactured crisis just a few months ago. And on top of that, even though health care is free, they've all promised, according to them, now they've promised that American citizens are going to pay for illegal aliens' health care. Well, if health care is free, why do we have to pay for it for illegal aliens? And then the last comment I'll just say, which flies in the face of their latest narrative that no one is above the law, not even the president. Well, what about illegal aliens? You provide illegal aliens sanctuary cities. You provide them sanctuary states. You even allow them to vote in some elections. And so I guess illegal aliens are above the law because the Democrats don't want to enforce any immigration law on the books, it seems. And most of them want to decriminalize illegal immigration. So now Democrats are for completely open borders, even though they haven't come out and said it. All of the policies and proposals that they put forward in their platforms certainly are open border policies.
I'm curious what you think of the Joe Biden strategy. Which it's not exactly a Rose Garden strategy, but he's not quite as accessible as you might expect. He is the front runner. What would you expect of him going into this second round of debates in Detroit?
Well, I think he'll probably be a little bit more prepared to be blindsided, like he was blindsided by Kamala Harris. This whole race is going to be about race. It's for a party who claims that they're not racist and who's pointing the finger at everybody else that disagrees with them as racist. I've never seen a party so obsessed with race. You would think that those would be the racists. When you ask any independent or Republican or libertarian or what have you, is race an issue? No, we don't care about race. We aren't the party of affirmative action. We aren't the party of identity politics. The Democrats are so obsessed with race that they are, in fact, racialists. And so this will be, again, Joe Biden, because of his past and working with segregationists and moderate Democrats who now are compared to segregationists by the chief of staff of AOC, et cetera, that'll probably come up because they are a one-trick pony. That's really all they got.
I want to ask you, it's become one of the more popular events politically, and it's not really a political event as much as it's a fun event, and that's the MAGA meetups. When's your next MAGA meetup?
Yeah. We're deciding on a date right now. It'll probably be mid-August. I think that's what we're kind of honing in on. A lot of people are gone, out of town, you know, vacation, escape the heat. I'm leaving tomorrow for a couple weeks. So we're looking at mid-August, a location to be determined. But we're really gearing up to get involved by getting voter registration going. We're inviting Scott Pressler out. He'll probably come out in September. He's a national figure and does an extraordinary job on social media and the activation of Republican voters. So we have him lined up, as well as we'll be working with a veterans homeless nonprofit in town here to help the veterans that are homeless or down on their luck in this area. So all of that's coming together. But next MAGA meetup, mid-August, we'll definitely keep everybody posted through our Facebook page, which is MAGA Meetup Las Vegas, as well as all of our social media profiles.
In our final minute, or, 90 seconds, give us an update where we are, voter integrity. People ask me, hey, next time you're talking to Megan, ask her about the voter integrity thing. Give me where you are right now.
Well, I'm glad you asked, but I don't have the tweet in front of me. As you know, I've been basically privately or quietly stalking Astrid Silva, who is a dreamer, otherwise known as a legal alien, who's been here for 20 years and who refers to her grandfather as her abuelito, which is or Harry Reid as her abuelito, which is grandfather. She also spoke at the Democrat National Convention. And she also was tapped by the Hillary Clinton campaign to get out the vote. Now, isn't an illegal alien in charge of getting out the vote on behalf of a campaign interference in an election? Well, she tweeted out on July 6th, a couple weeks ago, I guess, that if anyone is afraid, go make sure to register and go vote. If anyone believes they aren't going to be in this country for very long, go vote. And so basically the gist of her tweet, which you can find on my social media, my Facebook page, my Twitter, et cetera, which went pretty viral, she was encouraging foreign nationals to vote in our elections. And as she says, she has experience that voting can help a lot. So the question remains, why is this foreign national interfering in elections? And why is this foreign national encouraging other foreign nationals to vote in our elections? I will be submitting a complaint to the Secretary of State. We've also submitted another complaint through the NVRA looking at all of the third-party mailbox drops that have registered voters. You cannot register at a UPS store. We identified dozens of people who were living at UPS stores and the like, mail drops. They were removed from the rolls, but the Secretary of State's office keeps adding people to those same addresses as their residents. So there's a problem in our system. It has yet to be addressed, but I can say the Secretary of State's office has been responsive.
Megan, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about what you're up to, where do they go?
They can go to ReaganBabe.com and sign up for my newsletter. I send a newsletter every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. They can also go to my Twitter, my Instagram, or my Facebook page, all with the same handle, at ReaganBabe.
Are you going to be off for a couple of weeks?
I will, but I'll be remote. So I'll be back up in Tahoe, and we can speak next Wednesday.
Oh, that'd be great. I can't wait. That's okay. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack. Stick around. More to do live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face and... you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation.
APET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.